Jim McCracken is a supervisory Fish and Wildlife Service biologist and offered some of the guidelines for the commercial fleet.
Well, basically, we try to get fishermen to keep their distance from walruses in both in the water and when on land, and it varies by vessel size. So for smaller vessels under 50 feet or so, the guidelines are to try to stay half mile away from walruses, both in the water and on land. And for larger vessels, we recommend that they stay a mile away from animals on land, and the requirement of a half mile is the same if they're in the water.
Should a walrus get tangled up in a net or other gear, McCracken says the rules are pretty simple. Keep people safe first and foremost.
You know, separate the vessel and the people from the walrus that would be entangled, which would basically be, you know, equivalent to cutting the net and, you know, whatever is attaching it to the vessel and, you know, letting it go, more or less.
There's a stranded marine animal hotline to notify in such an occurrence. The other thing is, hazing animals away from the fishing is acceptable.
Which, you know, includes making loud noises, yelling, using the boat horn. I know that with seals, they have seal bombs that they can chuck in the water and things like that. So any kind of activity short of actually injuring an animal that you could get them, you think might be able to keep them from getting entangled or coming in contact with a vessel is allowed.
Michael Jackson, skipper of the lovely Kelly J, fishes Ugashik and weighed in on Saturday.
The walrus issue is just, that's Mother Nature. We are not in charge of things, and we suffer the whims, and this is one of the whims we have to adjust to. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's just a thing.
How's it going to work out? Authorities say they're not sure yet. The walrus have uniquely brought the feds into the management picture for Bristol Bay, which the state has successfully managed without Uncle Sam's help for long enough for us to be curious to see what happens with that. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.